Well, hi there, y'all. My name is Carla. I'm down about 130 pounds from my top weight of 333 pounds. My abstinence date is January 25th of 2019. That makes it 5 years and 1 month today. I'm here today to be of service to y'all by sharing my experience, strength, and hope. And I will start with my experience. My experience is regarding my disease and what happened. I can show you what I looked like as a child because they gave me the power to share. Isn't that great? Because they're so wise. So here we go. So this is my family. I'm the girl at the middle there. That's my heavy mom, and I'm next to her, pretty normal weight back then. Very skinny brother, skinny sister, normal dad, started out like that. A little later, I'm probably about 12 at this point. You can see I'm kind of starting to gain some weight there. So I had a pretty, I had a childhood in a family of five. My mom considered herself a very good cook, and we were in a family. Dad needed a dessert every day, so I was the dessert maker. He certainly had his desserts with dinner, but when I learned how to make desserts, I was into the batter and, having definitely more than my share. You know how you eat some of the cookies off the plate and then rearrange them so it doesn't look like you did. So I did a lot of sneaky eating as a kid. I discovered I was overweight at 9 when a family photo showed me to be the fat kid next to my fat mom and the skinny rest of the family. And I remember getting to order two cheeseburgers at a time on our once a month night out. I started at that point to get teased at school, and my brother, who had once been my best friend, now needed to fit in and joined in with the teasing. And I'd like to think that was all about the weight, but in program, I've learned to recognize that maybe being an insufferable know-it-all goody two shoes didn't help either. So at 9, I remember considering the knives in the kitchen and which one I would use to end my life. I believe I left childhood behind at that time and spent the next long while in depression and anxiety. There was no thought of help in my family. I couldn't talk to my parents. They had made it clear they weren't about to take any issue to someone as sketchy as a psychologist. So we just kind of swept it under the rug and went along. So at 13, my mother made a deal with me to buy a bikini for me if I lost 13 pounds. I did it. I got the bikini, and the film footage of me running through the sprinklers in it still haunts me to this day. So why even try? And from there, I didn't really attempt much in the way of diets or weight loss programs. I'd already decided I was a hopeless case on that front, that even if I did my best, I was not going to look good. I remember being completely offended at that time by a PE teacher who dared to suggest I was a compulsive overeater. That was the first time I ever heard that term. Man, the nerve of that woman. So I originally came into the program sometime around 1991. I was a single working chick who had been overweight forever, with a top weight at the time of 220 pounds, 222 actually. I made some changes in my mid-20s, lost some weight, got my first boyfriend. And when that ended in disaster, I became deeply depressed and knew I would die if I didn't look after myself. I started at that point working out and lost a lot of the excess weight. But then on a European vacation with a girlfriend, I started eating crazy again. And that scared me because I really liked the way I looked. I wasn't thin, but I certainly looked better than I did in the 220s. And I had a good social life at that time and kind of a lot to lose. So that's my experience. My strength is how the program turned my life around. So I came to OA the first time at about 29 years old and found my people there. I took a one-year chip. I had a HOW sponsor, a HOW food plan. HOW stands for honest, open, and willingness. And it's a very strict food plan. I did several meetings during the week in Orange County, and I worked the HOW 12 steps with a HOW 4-step inventory with my sponsor. I gave that inventory away to her in step 5, and then I met him, you know, in the rooms while I was on a losing abstinence. We were unified on the HOW food plan. We were satisfied. It was enough. I didn't listen to my sponsor who told me not to get into a relationship. Psh, what did she know? He was in the program. So what's the problem? Well, what changed? I was there. You would think I would know. I never made a decision to quit. I let other areas of my life crowd it out. I've been a lifelong human doing rather than a human being. And in the preparations for the wedding, then the ex-wife issues, then the kids, the sick kids, the job transitions, the relocations, I lost any focus that I had on self-care. I was consumed with caring for everyone else around me to my own devastation. Meetings became optional, then too hard to fit in. There was less and less time to prep food. I let the monster back into my life with a vengeance because eating was somehow all bundled into self-pity and indulgent love and self-hate. I ate my way up to 333 pounds. I had trouble finding clothes. I had to use handicapped stalls in restrooms. I needed seatbelt extenders in cars and planes. My knees were becoming arthritic. My feet were collapsing under the pressure. My blood sugar crossed over to 200 fasting, 295 fasting, and really crossed over. I raised my children to eat compulsively. I brought my daughter with me to meetings 14 years ago, and she wasn't interested, and I was too busy to come just for me. And the result of that, let me share those pictures. Those are lovely pictures. So here I am on the far right with my family. And as you see, you know, the skinny people that used to be my family, they were all getting pretty hefty. My mom at the time had been diagnosed as a diabetic and she was taking better care of herself. So she is actually the thinnest person in this picture. Same five people that you just saw. This is me at my niece's graduation. And this is me at my son's high school graduation. And that's probably when I was at my top weight. So that's what it does. So, the next to the last house on the block for me was bariatric surgery. And although I knew it was a stopgap measure for diabetes, I knew it was not a cure for my insanity around food. So at the back of my mind, through the entire process, I knew OA was my only hope and the last house on the block. The surgery had given me free rein to eat what I felt like. My blood sugars were solid at 100 and below 100. And I ate what I felt like, and it gave me free rein until it didn't. And it took about 2 years for my blood sugars to start heading north.
And, 10 minutes.
Oh, boy. Okay. It started heading north. And, you know, and when it crossed over into, you know, the pre-diabetic and then the really, really pre-diabetic area, you know, I started getting scared and I found a meeting. I found a meeting. It was close by where I worked and I could go and nobody would know. I don't know why that was important, but I didn't go and I didn't go and I didn't go. I held on to that meeting in my back pocket for like 6 months. When crazy broke loose at home and my family was in shambles, you know, we had two of my family members take a deep dive into drinking. I ended up having to take one of them to detox at his request. I took him. And that very next day, I had that impulse for self-preservation. And I walked back into that OA meeting on January 4th, 2019, 26 years after I had walked away. 26 years. This time I came in with a gift of desperation. This time I knew where this path was leading. That long, slow, debilitating death that we choose to face rather than to recover. I made a decision to set aside everything my engineering, college-educated brain knew and open my ears to whatever you guys had to tell me. And I listened like my life depended on it because it did. And I heard for the first time that food was cunning, baffling, and powerful, that without help, it was too much for me, that acceptance is the answer to all, really all, my problems today. My little Friday meeting accepted me, had hope for me. They listened to my struggles. In tears on January 25th, I told them I was not able to stay abstinent from sugar. I was eating sugar all the time. I could not stay abstinent from it. And one of the old timers there asked me if I was abstinent right then. Well, it was noon, so I said yes. She asked for a plan for lunch, then a plan for dinner, then told me after that, all I needed to do was make it to the pillow that night for day one. And that's what happened. And it's now been 5 years and a month today of no sugar. It hasn't always been easy, but I can tell you today, I couldn't care less about Portos or Yum Yum or any of those other things that my fellow workers were raving about and put on their desks. I'm pretty sure I would get pretty sick if I tried to eat them. So I'm now going to talk about my hope, which is what I'm learning today. I've gone through all 12 steps 4 times with 3 different sponsors in the 5 years since I returned. It's different each time because each time I'm different. Each time I've experienced transformation in my mind while either maintaining or losing my weight. I'm down right now 40 pounds since I walked in January 2019. I've learned that I'm salvageable and worthy of being saved. I've learned that my obsession with fear was shutting me off from living my life and shutting me off from my higher power. I've learned that the love I need from my food is to nourish my body, not to feed my obsession. I've learned that each of my family members has their own higher power that's working with them on their recovery, and it's not me, nor do I need to interfere with that power's work. I've learned that this life was meant to be faced on God's terms, not mine. And I have faith that whatever comes, we will handle it together. These are all the things I missed my first time around in this program. I have a lot of regrets over the 26 years it took me to get back here. What a different life I would have had. What heartache and drama and good health it would have saved. Would my children be struggling as they do today? That's a really tough one. I owed them an amends because I taught them to eat just the same way that I eat. And I can tell you today, they could very well fit right into this program. You know, they had the surgery the same time I did. And they both started eating after their surgery, and they're both very close to where they were before they had the surgery. But one of the 9-step promises is that we will not regret the past nor wish to shut the door on it. And no matter how far down the scale we've gone, we'll see how our experience can benefit others. If I had learned to trust in my higher power and experience the serenity I have today because of it, I don't know that I would have let my program go. If I had learned to see myself as a precious child worthy of care, If I had learned the first time around that I was never meant to take on saving, whoever needed saving, I don't know that I would have let my program go. These days, my higher power is a constant moving force in my life. I can take things in stride that used to derail me. I don't have the need to change others so I can be happy. I'm satisfied in way more circumstances than used to disrupt me. I've never had an easy road, and it's been a difference maker for me to walk it with plenty of company, including my higher power and my fellow humans in and out of the program. I know as long as I keep coming back, keep working with the sponsor and sponsees, keep cycling through step 10, keep it clean, step 11, keep connected to my higher power, and step 12, be of service to my higher power and others, I will not have to return to the hell that was my compulsive overeating. I'd have to say that the sponsor I have today is, you know, continues to be a constant source of honesty in my life. You know, she'll hear what I say and she'll send it right back to me, you know, and, you know, she'll say, does that make sense to you? And a lot of times, no. So I still need that second pair of eyes looking at my life. I have lost the privilege of self-determination. My best thought got me to where I was. I need another thought. And so my higher power is working through my sponsor to bring me forward in this program and keep me from doing the insane crap that I want to do. So I want to thank you all for your time. Thank you so much for letting me share.